We're holding in Simen Reish Nun Tes, Seif Zayin in the Ramo. We'll go b'kitzur and Divrei HaMechaber. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Simen Reish Nun Tes, Seif Zayin. Tanur Shemanichim B'Yachamim. A person has an oven and he has a pot with cholent inside. So in the old days it was a big oven. And the Pesach, if the oven, they would close with a piece of board and they will put around cement to close it completely, to attach it to the oven. V'sois min piv bedaf, v'shurkim oisei betit, mutar lister oisei stima, k'dei lehoitzi achamim, you're allowed to break the cement and to move away the door, that piece of wood, to take out the food and Shabbos, and it's, you don't have to be choshesh to the isul soiso. Another chidush, v'lachzo v'lisosmo, you're allowed to close it back, for sure not with cement. Here the chash, we don't say that maybe it's fire inside and you're choking the fire by closing it. But im yesh begechalim leichashis, if it's coals that are really with fire, muta, then you're only allowed to close it al yedei einu yehudi. Because if not, you're choking the fire. This is shitas amechaber. The Ramo hagoe v'yesh machmirim that they hold you're not allowed to shelelister stima satanu betit al yedei Yisrael. If that piece of board is connected with cement, you're not allowed to al yedei yid to open it in Shabbos. Im efshar lasas al yedei einu yehudi. If you could do it al yedei goy, it's better that a yid will not be doing it. The Mishnah Berurah explains Seif Kodem Chav Beis. The reason is taimom the ulai kaven shetuach betid yesh bezek tzas mishum stira. It looks like a stiras binyan velochen. Because of that, yesh lehach meheched efshar. And the Ramo goes down in different madregas. The best if you could do it al yedei einu yehudi. If you cannot, im efshalasa de Yisrael kotten layasi Yisrael gadol. If you could do it with a little baby, with a little small kid, not to do it with an adult. Vimi efshal, but if you don't have a cotton, you don't have a goy, yasi gadol al yedei shinu iktsas. V'och inurik. So you do it al yedei Yisrael b'shinu iktsas. The Ramos says another chidush. V'nireli. How the mutor lachzo liste matanu that you're allowed to close back the oven without cement for sure. Hainu bayoim, only by day. The kvar kol hagderes mevusholes kol tzorchom. The gderes mevusholes kol tzorchom. Bemele is no bishul achar bishul. Aval balayla somor leatmanoso. It's straight after you put it in the oven. And you want to open the oven to take out one dish, one pot. And to close the oven for tomorrow morning. The yeshli stapek shema gderes adayin einu mevusholes. Maybe the pots are inside and not fully cooked. Also, listen, Matanu. Why? Because when he closes it, the temperature goes up, the heat keeps up inside the oven. The goyim bishul k'moshin isbar simen reishin zayin seif dalet. Rafila in Yehudi also k'moshin isbar leisif simen reishin gimel. Like we learned in simen reishin dalet, if a food is not mevushal k'tzolchi, you're not allowed to add blankets to make it to cook quicker. It's you memayer the bishul yichaimitz and mevashel. So here as well, the Zalbizach, if you have a pot that is not fully cooked and you close the oven, now the heat in the oven will be higher and the melet will cook quicker. Mishnah Berurah explains it. Seif Kodem Chav Gimel. You're not allowed to by night the Yeshli Yistapek Ainu Afilim Eino Yodeh Ashecheinu. Yeshle Lochush Lezeh Mistome. Osu Lisne Matanu Vahalidei Yisnim Aspiv Vahafilu Beloi Ticha Betit Moisif Choyim Umizbashel Meiro. Vahosu Afilim Matanu Go Vekotem Negecholim. But if ain't a go with a kotum, so then there's another reason you can't close it. Also, we saw the sauce money. Afim akderes kiyobe vushol is called sorghum, even if the akderes are fully cooked. The balaylo mistome adaylo nisachlo agecholim veloicha shesem. The coals are not burned out yet, and it's real fire. Vishashkiba they are steamer. He could be showing the fire. So why are they allowed to close it? Not because kibur we're talking about by us. The goyim bishul veafilu b'diavad also ratavshul kedina mevashel b'shabes ayn leis lekamon simel shinyut ches veush leigi adai lemaichel ben dursoi because igi ayn leisel b'ze b'diavad Mishnah Berurah says another chiddush even that I said that it's also b'diavad if you close the oven this is only if it before it was not even kemaichel ben dursoi but if it's mevushel kemaichel ben dursoi b'diavad it's mutar. The Shaar HaTzion explains why. We have a machlekes if yesh bishul, when a person finishes the bishul, we pasken that yesh bishul. If you finish the bishul, but val it's a machlekes. If it's called mevashel or not, legabe b'di'evet. If you did it and you remember the bishul from Meichem Medusoi, למזבח של כל צורכוי, בדיעבד את מותה. ולכתחילה, אם נפס מאכל עם הנדוסוי, אם נפסלן מבוש של כל צורכוי, ינן אלאו to close the oven. It's very נגיע למייס, a person has today an electric oven, and he has the thermostat, it's worked in a way that you could use it in Shabbos. And he opened the oven to take out the kugel, and the rest of the food is not fully cooked. He's not allowed to close the oven because he's going in bishul, and if it's not kemachim b'dusoy, it's also a filu b'dieved. And I say passing the bishul zamen ha'erbach. I asked the question to the Baal HaShemir Shabbos Kilchoso. We mentioned in the earlier shiurim that if a person has a pot and has a chunt, he takes it off the fire. Oide b'yodei. Now, loch is allowed to put it back in the fire. Bishul zamen ha'erbach said a chiddush. If you have bones inside, the bones are not fully cooked yet. The melee you call mevashel if you put it back in the fire. So even there is no isur hazorah, but there is a isur bishul. The Moshe Feinstein disagreed that it's called mevashel. Who soaks the bones? From Shulzam and Ayabach said, if our people soak the inside of the bone, it's called mevashel. So I had the following question. A person has an oven, has chicken and potatoes inside the oven and soup. He opens the oven to take out the challah, the soup, and he wants to close it till the time he will serve the chicken. Even if the chicken is not fully cooked, this will end the Mishnah Berurah now. He can't close the oven. But even if the chicken is fully cooked, it will be an issue to close the oven, because now when you shut the door of the oven, the bones are not mevushel kotzorchoy, and you memayer the bishul. And the Shmir Shabbos wanted to tell me that here you don't have to be machmir. Only if you really plan to eat the chicken tomorrow, so then the bones will really become soft, so you call that you are adding in the bishul. But if you plan to take out the chickens in a half an hour, it's not called the chaygav, the mevashel, and you're allowed to. The Mishnah Berurah is mamshich and sif kot mechavov. So I feel al yedei einu Yehudi also to tell him to close the oven, because again, you memayres a bishul. Hastime. Even without Miruach Betit, because we're not talking mitzad boine, we're talking mitzad that is mekarev es habishu. Do mekarev es habishu mamesh on the days. V'koshekin da'osu lema loy limreach astima betit. Not allowed to tell him to put cement around it. V'yesh mizim shum alechas memareach v'osu afiru yisos matanu mekoidem. Even if the oven was already closed, if he's putting cement around it, he's chayev mitzad memareach. I would say that he's chayev also mitzad boine maybe. But a yid, we said, if he closed the oven, it was not mevushel kotzorchoy, it's also b'dieved, kedin mevashel b'shabes. But if he told a guy to close the door, even though we said you're not allowed to, b'le'inyan b'dieved, im sosam eni yehudi atanu, elezer atavshil. Why? Because anyway it will get cooked till tomorrow. So it's called le'ahanu ma'isov. By a yid it doesn't make a difference, he's also because he was mevashel. But by a goy, val, it's not called the an ma'isov, so you're not the nenef and the ma'isov, the goy and Shabbos. Kosvo achoinim, this is a mogen Avram. The afilu b'kaitz, in the summer, shergilim lost his base akneses, mi boi dioim godl, and chutzos, people accept Shabbos, when we kabel Shabbos early. And he wants to get the chalas in the oven and then to close the door. He wants the food to stay till tomorrow. We said he's mekarev es habishul because now the temperature of the oven will be higher. But he wants to tell a guy. He doesn't want to do it by a yid. And be'etzem for a guy, what is the problem? It's be'etzem before Shabbos, so it's only tesh Shabbos. Avram learns chutz 1 minute that Tisefes is the rabbanon, and Amira Lenochi is also the rabbanon. Shvuz shvuz mokim mitzvah le'gozlu. When Israel is like with the Rabbanim, they should be kept Shabbos. Floch is the Israel Miloim Arozen Yehudi. List him at Anu, a Gzeref from the Magen Avram. Why? The Magen Avram says, a Gzeref, if you will let him in the summer to tell the guy to put it close back the oven, Yovi Loim Agam Bachoyer, if he will come also in the winter to tell the guy to close the oven. And in the winter, people go out of Beis HaKnesses, Samoch Lechasheicho, until he washes his hands and he makes Kiddush. Then he will tell the guy, and it's ready in Shabbos. You're benishan and amir lenochi b'Shabbos. So agzeir from the Magen Avraham. When you see the Magen Avraham himself, he says ve'ayin simen reish samach aleph sif koton zayin sif aleph sif koton zayin. That he explains that could be in the early days of Shabbos. It's not even an isur amir lenochi, because only in very close to Shabbos, when it's mekabel Shabbos, maybe it's an isur amir lenochi. But earlier is a tzad of Magen Avraham that bichlal is no isur amir lenochi. Even so, zog the Magen Avraham by us, but don't tell a guy in the summer earlier before Shabbos to close the oven. Gzeira otu, you tell a guy in Shabbos to do it. A chidush, as we machna za gzeira. The Mishmur brings down from the Achoinim, and that's a klal, a sikum for the halachas of atmana v'shehiyah that we're finishing today. Bo yevur kol ikore adinim shel shehiyah v'atmana b'kitzur v'magen avrom tois v'shabes v'shar achroinim. Klol ha'demirse. Bezman hazeh in our days she'ein manichim hakderes b'teich ha'tanur m'gulois. Sorry. She'onu, not she'ein. She'onu manichim hakderes b'teich ha'tanur m'gulois. We put the pot inside the oven m'gulois without atmana. We don't make no atmana around the tfanis of the pot. So it's not called atmana, it's called shehiyah. Even so, we pass it like the ramo, atmana b'miktas lo yishme atmana. ולפיכוך אם נסבשנו כמייכל בן דורסוי מבועד יום אין הוא חצי בשיעור או שליש בשיעור מוטו להשאיס ומאף בשנתנו גור וקוטו. So this is the first הלוכה in the סיכום that we learn in סימן ראש ננגים הסיף א', this is the סיכום of all the הלוכס that if it's מבושל כמייכל בן דורסוי there's no איסור שהיה even in אינו גרובה וקטומה. But we have to remember that in ראש ננגים הסיף א' in the ביור הלוכה ונוהגו in the end of Sif Aleph, the Halacha brings down that Lekatchile, we don't make Shehiyah only on a Goru Vekotum and only if Nizbash and Kotzor Goy. So maybe here in the Klal he says the Iker Halachas, but the Minig he brings down is to have Goru Vekotum and Nizbash and Kotzor Goy. The Mishnah Berurah carries on the next Klal that in Gdere Chayes, if something is completely raw, it's no Gdere Shemichata Begecholim, and you're allowed to make a Shehiyah even if it's not Gor v'Kotum and Erev Shabbos, and even if it's not Nizbashel Bichlal. Ubosor im nois nechai b'kdeir osomor lachashrech omamesh hainu kodim shkesach amare gam ken mutor, it's no chshash aval tzli, but if he puts it to roast umine bosor umine kidney is pashtid alem ha'an nechai, because it cooks quickly and it's a gzer shem echata b'gecholim only in a raw meat that takes a lot of hours till it cooks. So we say anyway it's Messiah Daz by night from it v'tzor she Nizbashel kemaychem menusoy and the other things. That even if most of the dish, most of the things in the pot are not meat, potatoes, but if noisim mem bosor chapichas bosor chay, some of the chashecho, a piece of gdere chayse, I feel like mitchilas bishulam gam kin muto, because we say anyway he wants to eat the meat and the meat is mesiach das till tomorrow, because anyway it will not become ready tonight. So mele it's matir the whole pot. Ubetanu tuach betid akum shochim, because there's no gzere shamayichata anyway. If he knows in the oven is coals that are mamash in fire, he can't open it with a yid oven. Why? Because even though he's not miskal and psikreishen also, but the targoy we pass on is no isur amiren and psikreishen. So then when he moves it, the gecholim will move. And maybe be over oyster and avore. Lo yakach Yisrael akdeiro, ki mein Yehudi. But if akdeiro imedes al agecholim, not around it, shor al de Yisrael imem shem yin acher, but he has to take it carefully, sheizor shikhen misham benachas ulinane agecholim. Vodim belal Shabbat, shulkeach akdeiro mnatabur, gam atzor lizor bechol ze. Ve'al kein, if a person wants to take the pot in Erev Shabbos off the oven, they are ready to coals, and by do it by the day, normally by the day already the coals are off. But by the night that the coals are burning, Alkein, Eile Shiroitzim Likach Akderes Belel Shabbos, Nisorim Somol HaShecho. Shemashim Akderem Vushel Belel Shabbos, when they leave a special pot that they want to eat it Belel Shabbos, they leave it in the Tanur. So what they do, Lenatkoi Ksas Kainim Shabbos, to move him a little bit away from the fire, from the coals, and when you take it out, the Mele, this is the first halacha in the Mishnah Berurah. Here the Mishnah Berurah brings down another chidush gadol in the klal. Umutor leaniach b'shabes tav shil cham shenizbash el kotzorchoy somuch latanur al alavlos shelo. Mishnah Berurah passes if the person has tav shil shenizbash el kotzorchoy, if it's lach when it's warm, if it's cold, even if it's not warm, you're allowed to put it lekatchile, not on the oven, near the oven, a small little shelf that sticks out. It's called smicha lekatchile b'shabes. And here the Mishnah Berurah is mashma that is soisim meikar haloche smicha lekatchile in Shabbos is muter. In Reish Nun Gimel, in the end of Reish Nun Gimel, the last bir haloche in Reish Nun Gimel, even though the Ramos says that smicha is muter in Shabbos, samuch la tanur, even if the tanur is ain't a goro because you're only doing samuch, bura locha noita dir, not to paskin like that. Here he brings down the stomach that you could paskin like that. Maybe a shelf near an oven is different. Nevertheless, this is the aloha of the Mishneh Berurah. And here we have a big machlekes la aloha lemaise. A person has a blech. He has fire in the middle of the blech. He wants to take a pot and put it in the side of the blech. In a place that shayatzei lettuce. If it's not yatzei lettuce, bichlal will never become warm there. So there's no problem to put it, even like a tchila to put it there in Shabbos. But he has a pot, warm or dry, that is not warm, and he wants to put it on the blech to warm up in Shabbos in a place shayatzei lettuce, but it's not connected to fire. And Sefer Oznitberu wants to paskin that it's mutter, and Bris Oilom wants to paskin that it's mutter. It's a smicha liyada eish. So even if the blech doesn't have a halach of gufa v'ktuma lefi dechazanish, but you're allowed to do smicha like the Mishmur says by us. The Shmir Shabbos kil chosa perik aleph halach of beis mizam from Shom Ezalmen. Two reasons that it's also. One is reason, it's mashma that it's also because we paskin smicha like a tchila is also. Second reason that it's also, we look at the blech like one piece of fire, and it's like he's putting it on the fire completely. Then afkimina be a big chidush. If a person has something on the blech, shaloi can make it the fire. And Mokim Siyatze Lettuce Boy, and he wants to move it now, after he took up the soup by night, he wants to move the chant to the place of Siyatze Lettuce. Fear of Shemazam, and you're allowed to, it was already anyway on the fire. It's one big fire. But if it does Nidberu, that we don't look at it like one big fire, we're looking at it like Smicha. If we choshesh that the Shita, that you're not allowed to turn in Shabbos from Smicha to the Sinai Lekatchila, so this will be Asur as well. Reb Moshe Feinstein says, you're allowed to move, not to put Lekatchila, but you're allowed to move from one place in the Blech to the other place of the Blech, not only from Yad Seledes to completely on the fire, even if it's not Yad Seledes, it's warm in the place that it is, you're allowed to move it later Lekatchila on the fire, and it's called that was in one place, even in the place that you were before, it's not a Yad Seledes, and it's not called a Isur Nesin Lekatchila B'Shabbos. The Mishneh Berurah is Mamshich. ומותר להניח בשבת סתיו של חם שנסבע של קוצר חוי סמוך לתנו על הלב זו שלא this is the halacha that we saw. Now this is another halacha. נוהגו אוילום היתר אם לא יהוסק עדיין. If a person wants to put, I'm sorry, I skipped a word. ועל התנו, but not on the lavlos. He wants to put it on the tanu himself. נוהגו אוילום היתר אם לא יהוסק עדיין. He puts it on the tanur in Shabbos, it's not hot, and then the guy puts it on the oven. Aval im husak v'yesh esh b'teich eloi, et nesina lekatchile. V'im nosne leveino et dover acher al atanur lehafsik v'achar kach nesina kdero lo shori, it's not called nesina lekatchile. It's exactly what Rishon Mezalman is medameter, the person has a blech, and he puts a turned over pot on the blech, and on top of that he wants to put a pot. It's mutar to do nesina lekatchile b'Shabbos. Again, a liquid only if it's warm, because it's not as yesh bishlach habishu, but in dry, even if it's not cham. Aber betav shel kar legamri, if it's liquid, afilu kenim shehusak osu, afilu lismach. Ki im al yedei einu yehudi kenim shehusak. Velachar shehusak, afilu al yedei einu yehudi, it's also to put liquid. Because you amir el enochi to make a bishu. If the guy puts it before, it's a grome. The yesh bishlach bishu. ולצורך אוכל אשר מסקרו לצורך קוטן של מי לא יכול מותר לחם מדעיין יהודי אפילו בתי חתנו ודובר שאין ברויטה but if it doesn't have liquid אפילו קר כחם דומי and merely you're allowed to put it בסמוך or on top of the oven על ידי דף דובר יובה שנצטנן a dry thing that became cold קיים אלון דעיין בישו לאחר בישו נעד המשמור את הזנו זה חידוש ודכלל ופירו ישחיים raw vegetables אף שנאכול עם כך חם מן המשקים דינם כתב שיש ברויטה ונצטלן לגמרי ושייך בהם בישול even if you could eat it like it is but it was never cooked ומילא יש בהם בישול וליתן דובר מעלה כדירו הקבוע בתנו what if you have on the oven like a special dish that is already engraved inside דינו כמו על התנו it's like on the tanu so what is the halacha on the tanu dry you're allowed to like what you're not allowed to only if it's warm ומילא משמור אז ממשיך ליתן לתויכוי המים שבגדי רהי קרקו נמשכים פשיטה דעוסו because it's like and the tanu ישראל עושו ליתן מים לתך הגדי רהי בשבס אפילו קיילים שרוסק אך אם נוסע ניהודי וקודם שאוסק שורי להנס מהם, like we learned before. Here is a shtickle more mashma that it's a little bit more chomu from all the tano. גם ברב שבס סומר לראשי חוסו ליתן לישראל ליתן שומעים לתחק דיילו. כשהוא סקז, because it's called that he's mevashel, and he's doing a shehiyah, בדובר שהיא סבשל כצורקוי. אלו אם כן שיוכל לישראל כחצי חומו בעוד יום, mashma that liquid of חצי חומו is called יצר לדס. ובשעס התחק ששוחר ליתן מים מקוידם and say that dish, that big pot that was on top of the oven ויורה שמו יציבקה הקדרה מאחורים. So not because he wants the water to use, because he wants the water to cool down the oven. אפשר שיש לו הוקל אך שיזור ליתן מקלפונים קוידם שקיע שחמו כמו שכסבתי בסי סימן יש לנו דלת another הלוכת משבוע in the סיכום בגזם תומו הלוכת אוסו ליקריך בשבס גדירי מייכל חם בבגודים בקורים ובקסוסס אם הוא תחיל לעשה עצמון if you have a part of the oven completely hot you're not allowed to cover it with blankets because it's תחיל לעשה עצמון עצמון בדובר של מויסיפו ולזה אוסו אין שבס אבל חזור מוטו but if it's already was wrapped before שבס and now you're opening it and then you put back and you close it and you want to wrap it we'll learn that you're allowed to because the דווקא אם הוא באיסו גדיר שנסבש אבל then it's איסו עצמון בדובר שאין מויסיפו אבל אם פינו לגדירה אחרס מותר לקרוך הקדירה ההיא אז לא איסור עצמונה בדובר שאינו מויסיף הבל if it's קלישני and not קלירישן סימן ריש סמך דיני אכנוס השבס ובוי בי סעיפים מצווה לרחויץ פונוב יודו ורגלוב בחמים בערב שבס is a mitzvah to rinse his face, his hands and his feet with hot water and Erev Shabbos. U'mitzvah lochuf ha-roish, it's the hair, ve'legaleach ha-tziponayim to cut the nails in Erev Shabbos. V'ramo adds, mitzvah lirchoitz ha-goye kol gufoi, ve'im yev shaloi to lirchoitz kol gufoi, then, yichatz ponov yodav ha-raglov v'chamim be'Erev Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah Sif God Na'ala brings down mitzvah mipnei kovod ha-shabbos. U'mikol mokim ein zechoi v'gmuro, ha-mekaymo mekabel ha-leuschar, שאין המקיים בו אין הנהנה שלו הוא מאויד משבוע כאריזם יש לי זוהר הפסנס ביבי כפור של היובה ילדי מיצס הרחיץ על חשש חילו שבס ובנסינו הרבים today a lot of people I'm נכשל בזה בימי החורף in the winters that the Fridays are very short שיש כמעט על חשייכו people sit in the base המרחץ in the mikveh it's very far too close to Shabbos ואף אם גומר את עצם הרחיצה בהתר even if he finished to wash himself בהתר before שקיעה מזדמן איסור ליודוי שפעמי מוסרק אסרוי שבסויף he comes is here שהוא מלוכה דה רייסה בשבס like we'll see later in משנברוה סימן שין גימל אויסא אין דלד that the מלוכה דה רייסה to comb you here גם מוסי שאחר גמר כל הפעולס when he finishes to clean himself סויכה הידליניס מהמים שניב לבו he takes the towel and he squeezes out the water והוא בכלל מחבס דישה כמו שהסבר לכמון סימן שין בייס ורואים שבור says every person that is נגיעת עירס השם בלבובו יעז עיר השומיים למנוע עשרום to stop the people to do it so late before Shabbos וזכוס הרבים יהיה תולי בוי and also why also he has to do it not only because it's כדאי because you'll get זכוסים גם כדי שיתופס חס ושולם באבינו כידוע מאמר חזל כול מי שיש ריודי למחוית באנשי בייסר ואין המויכה person can make a מכון לזד מויכה נתפס באבין אנשי בייסר וכל מי שיש ריודי למחוית ואין שאירוי ואין המויכה אוסו נתבס באבוין אין שאירוי לרחוץ משבוע כאריזן בסעיף קוטן בייס וגם על הנושים שייך מיצוס רחיצה ומאחורף שהם קצורים ואין להם פנאי יקיים מיצוס רחיצה בפניהם וידיהם ואף לאנושים די בזה כשאין להם פנאי not even not the כל גופוי כל גופוי היינו בחמים ומשנבוע says that with the רמו as you have to rinse all the body is בחמים סבא חוי נמחוי לגנת, but this is the הפסק of the משנה ברורה. ורגלו וכועס אין רגל להיזור בזה to rinse the feet בחמים. אפשר דווקא במדינסינו שבמדינסיהם, שרגיל מלך יוחף, ודרקון לרחץ במים ומי האבוק, מה שאין כמדינסינו. כי אין זה כוס הפרמי גודם לאלס נמס דלת. So this is the הלוכה, you have to rinse yourself בחמים לקובד שבס. Why you have to rinse yourself בחמים לקובד שבס? והשקוף הראשון of people think, because you have to clean yourself for Shabbos, and hot water cleans better. But we see Nishta in Hilchis Mayim Achroinim says that hot water don't clean better. And Hilchis Nida says that hot water don't clean better. So why it's written down, why is brought down the halacha, you have to rid yourself in Mayim Chamim, Lekovet Shabbos, see even in Shabbos Chazoyim, it's brought down to rinse yourself with Mayim Chamim, Lekovet Shabbos. So I heard from Reb Meir Mintzberg, and the Maaseh Dor Chashulchan already is meramis it, that the Mayim Chamim, the hot water, is not coming for cleaning. Maybe for sure it could be it's also halacha to be clean for Shabbos. But the mitzvah rechitza b'chamim lekovet Shabbos, the chamim is kedei lehavris hanefesh velehachris velechazek ha'evorim. And it could be for sure, if a person is dirty, avadikovet Shabbos means that he has to clean himself. But this special mitzvah lehavris ha'evorim, this is a special mitzvah that's not a chiyuv gomor. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Memale brings down, rochatz b'chamim veleishoso chamim, he rinsed himself with hot water and he didn't drink. The Gemara brings down in Chulin Daf Kuf Dalet. And he said, "How I have a koyach." He was 80 years old. He was 80 years old. Regel achas. Koysher neolav veoymer chamim veshemen hot water and oil. Shesochim meimo yhem sheomduli. But my mother rinsed me with hot water when I was a kid. This made me to be strong. This is for sure only the hot water makes the person better. The Gemara in Shabbos Kufches says, "Toiv tipas tzeinen shachris, v'rechitzas yadayim v'reglayim arvis, mikol klurin shel ha'olam, sheba olam." Zok Rashi, "Shemeirim esayinayim." And the Rambam also is mashma, and Yilchis Deyes, hot water is mavre esanefesh. He comes relaxed and ready and prepared for Shabbos. This is the purpose of the hot water. I was thinking to add a halacha. It says in Hilchos Shabbos Chazoyin in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph that a nida tevel is kedarko, rechetz is kedarko, and even bechamim because it's dvar mitzvah. But to rinse the cover Shabbos, it's brought down that if your minig is to rinse every Erev Shabbos, you could. But if not, you can't rinse bechamim the cover Shabbos. And the question is why? Well, I'm doing it l'tzarech mitzvah. So it's not derech tainu. You're right that the mitzvah is not such a stark mitzvah. But so what? Every rechitza shel tzarech mitzvah, it's not rechitza l'tzarech tainug, it's mutter. So it's a really big question. If anyway it's mutter l'tzarech mitzvah, Rav Shmuel Zalman Auerbach asks this kasha. So why are you not allowed to rinse l'kovet Shabbos? So what do we say? It's not a mitzvah gemura, but he's rinsing l'tzarech mitzvah. Avada, we can't ask a question from Nida. Nida is a mitzvah gemura. Nida, we don't want it to be meikel. We want it to do it properly. But if you were saying, we could say better. Every tzarech mitzvah is mutter to rinse and have water. But when the mitzvah is to have tainuk from the water, to enjoy the water, Chazal for sure will not matter it. Like Moshal Ma'adav Odomeh, someone asked the question, if mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu, it chazir lekovet Shabbos, mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. Not even a question. So if the water is letainuk, and you say, oh, you're not allowed to do tainuk, so could be you would not be allowed to do the rechitza be'erev Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah said, the Mechaba brings down, you also have to rinse your hair. Locha faroish. The Bira Locha brings down b'shem de Bach b'chamim. U'be'emes le'nizkar b'poiskim that rinsing the hair has to be b'chamim. It's interesting. In Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, and the Ramadi is mashma that I read a lotion. V'locha faroish b'chamim. But here the Mishnah Berurah says that no one brought it down and it has to be b'chamim. So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't have to be b'chamim. It's enough good soap that takes off the oil, opens the hair, opens the knots, opens the ksharim. So why be called goof in the Mishnah Berurah and say that good soap is good? The roish, the se'ar, the chiruv is not mitzad lehavoris es hanefesh. Just because it's tied, it's dirty, it's oily. So soap could also do the job. It doesn't have to be hot water. Masha'inken, kol gufa, it's not only to take off the dirt. It's lehavoris es hanefesh, merely you have to have daf kachami. When taka you rinse? So it says be'erev Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah brings down to Yivkot Nehi. Huadin b'chol erev yontef. Aval b'yayim chamishi lehavi yekor de Shabbos. Elam can have shall lichos b'erev Shabbos is kol kamo. The mekav le Shabbos fei me'ar yevacheli en listapo. So they katchila to do it Friday. And so simen reish samach aleph is brought down in the Ramo that le katchila is brought down to do rechitze mamish close to Shabbos. No chashuch on the Shmir Shabbos says to do it like in chatzois. After chatzois. Not to do it early in the morning. The rechitze has to be after chatzois. Okay? So the rechitze really has to be after chatzois. Makes sense. For sure, not to do it too late. We saw in the Sivkot Na'alav the Mishnah Berurah that the Chashash will come to Chilul Shabbos. But the Rechitza has to be after Chatzos. I saw some place you want to say, in the Lashon HaRamo is Mashma, even Samuch L'Shabbos, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bariloi. So some Peskes Manedu want to say a svore to clean yourself avadib after Chatzos, or maybe even earlier after Chatzos, but it's a special Indian pon of Yehuda v'raglov me'al yed yoyim in the end of the day like Loshna Gmor and Shabbos Kufches the pon of Yehuda v'raglov be'arvis kol klorim she'bayinayim and Anshe Maiser really would wash themselves after Chatzos properly, even Bechamim, but before Shabbos they would rinse again pon of Yehuda v'chamim. Now pon of Yehuda v'raglov is mashma really only like the piece of the hand, the bottom part of the foot and the face. The Mishneh Berurah Ka'izan Siv Kotn Vav. It says, "V'legaleach atziporneim be'erev Shabbos to cut your nails every erev Shabbos." U'b'yom chamishi makpidim shelo yilitnam. Why? Meshat ziporneim atzchilim lachzur v'litzmeach b'yom shlishi legiluchom. V'imken ein zetikun kovet Shabbos shechoy zolotzes. If you cut it yom chamishi, it starts to grow on Shabbos. What is the problem that it starts to grow on Shabbos? And the tazen shechonoch harav is mashma that takes 3 days, so it looks that you caused it, ki'ilu you're causing a melochi, ki'ilu you're causing to do a chilul Shabbos. But Chashuchan and most of the Achoinim learn not because of that. Just if it grows again, it doesn't look nice. The nafkamina is to call it Yom Revi, Wednesday. If the reason is that Yom Chamishi it looks like growing in Shabbos, so it's better to push it off to Wednesday. But if it's because it starts to grow, in the middle you will not have nice nails for Shabbos, so for sure better to do it Yom Chamishi than to do it Yom Wednesday. Because in Wednesday, it will be even bigger in Shabbos. What is the word really holds? What is the real reason? We don't have a raya. The Torah says for the same reason is not to take a haircut for Yom Chamishi, because it starts to grow in Shabbos. If the reason because it's causing it to start to grow in Shabbos, I could hear. But lefi the shittas that the reason is because you would look menuvel, it's not a problem to do it Yom Chamishi. You don't have to take a haircut every Erev Shabbos. We'll see later in Mishneh Berurah. Only if a person has long hair, then he has the inyan to take off the hair before Shabbos. Nails you have to cut every Erev Shabbos. So here will be enough kamina. If you're allowed to take a haircut Yom Chamishi or not, if you're the taza be yosu, if you're also be mutter. Lamayis the Mishneh Berurah himself, and the end of Siv Kotn Hay, said that you're allowed to take a haircut Yom Chamishi if you can't take it Friday. And he doesn't say to push it off to Wednesday. But I saw the Kudus Achim for the Shulchan Aruch Rabbi wants to say that in here it's not Shach the Taz anyway. Here grows right away, not after 3 days. So the Mishneh Berurah could hold from the Taz clapping nails, and this is the reason he holds not to take cut the nails if the hands Yom Chamishi, but a haircut you could take Yom Chamishi. But we said again, if the other reason is also moving, even if the Isur is because it looks like maneuver. So the nails, it looks like maneuver because lemaisa it grows in, after 3 days. Here we don't care that they grow; it doesn't look like a maneuver. Yeshu kosvu sheleloku tziponai yadayim v'raglayim biyomecha, not to cut them in the same day. Veloku tzelo be'erev Shabbos be'erev Yontif. So it's a shtickle problem not to do it in 1 day, and pikabola zinin only to do it Friday. So some people say inachanami, and Friday you're allowed to do both. Some say that this is the eighth of the Mishneh Berurah later. And we see that here we're not so worried that the nails will grow again on Shabbos. Hasefer tziponaim chosid, koivrom tzadik zorkam rosho. Shemot avar alem ishem muberes v'tapil. It's dangerous. Velochem besamedresh de leishchich enoshi. Oy besamerchet sheosu rak leharchot asa anoshim lechud. Muto lezorkam. Later maybe someone will fall outside and someone will step on it. So we'll see in the Hemshir of the Mishneh Berurah. Gam isa shom begemorah den bekoichom leazik rak beduchta den aflishom. Only in the place where they fell. Aval ikonishlu basarochi v'shodilu, but if he collects it and he draws it away, lessen bo. Because of baprisha, besimen reishin un mem alef, mikan, from here we learned in imchotach bebeiso, if he cut his nail in his house, from bokim deshrich enoshi, v'nofal miyodo ikzat ziponov, and some of the nails fell from his hand, יחבד איסה המוקוים ויזיזה ממוקוימום ושוב לסן בו, he will sweep it and he will move it. אבל יורד עשה, it's not enough, אפשר דווקא כשישליחם חוץ לחדר רבי שינוי מוקוים, but then לכו it helps to sweep it out the room וישליט על הידיים אחר גילוח הציפורניים כדי להעיד בסימן דלת.